Father, because you are our champion, you are the one that has given us the confidence. You are the one that has given us the authority. You are the one that has given us the power. You are the one that has given us the hope. This morning, I pray that your word of power, your word of life, your word of hope, your word of confidence will come unto us today with the unction of heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. We want to thank God for today being the fourth very Sunday of the month of September. I want to congratulate you for making it to the Ember month. Put hands together for the Lord. As I was saying in my new month message, I said there are some myths, some mysteries associated with the Ember month. Today, I'm going to be speaking shortly on what I call fear not their fears. Fear not their fears. Fear not their fears. I said on the 1st of September in my broadcast that there are certain myths associated with the Ember period. And if you are here during the 3 days of fasting and prayer, Pastor Otto was on Wednesday, am I right? If you remember, on Wednesday we were told the significance of the month of September, that it's a significant month. Why? Because it is the first month, it's the month that the kingdom of darkness, they take their own resolutions. It's the month they make their own proposals. It's the month they seek approval from the kingdom of darkness for whatever agenda they have for the next year. And that is why you find that a lot of things begin to happen in the Ember months, and people begin to ask, why is this happening? As January is the month of resolution, that when we know we come to church on January 1st, we make resolution, we pray unto God. The same thing, the kingdom of darkness, they also take resolutions in the month of September. But this morning, I want to remind you that we have the authority to dissolve whatever resolution the kingdom of darkness might have taken or the proposal they might have, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So this morning, I'm speaking shortly on what I call fear not their fears. And I will take my text from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 20. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 31 to 33. 2 Samuel chapter 2, from verse 31 through 33. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? And in verse 33, he says, God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. If you go back to verse 31, the Bible is saying that as for God, his way is what? Is perfect, and his word has been tried. See, whatever the enemy has in his agenda, whatever people believe are the dangers of the period, the Bible is making us to recognize and to realize that no matter what anybody asks for God, though, there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. And he said that his word is tried, which means his word has been proven. It has been tested. It has been subjected to test. And nobody has been able to successfully prove that God is a liar. And therefore, I want to believe the word of God that has been declared unto this morning, and the word that is going to come. Why? Because the word of the Lord is tried. And the Bible says it's a buckler. And like I told you sometimes ago, buckler is a means of protection. It's something that prepares you, that guides you. So I want to assure you this morning that as you go into this period, I don't want you to have any fear. I don't want to begin to say what people are saying. I want you to know that this period is a special period of blessing for you. When people are exercising fears, this is going to be your own time of visitation. No matter the agenda of the devil for the people of the world, you shall be excluded for the agenda of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10, he said that take counsel together and it shall come to naught. He said that speak the word and it shall not stand. Why? For God is with us. That's what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse 10. It said that take counsel together, it shall not come to naught. Speak the word, it shall not stand. Why will this happen? Because God is with us. So I want you to know one thing, that like I said in that broadcast, that somebody said, God is our rock, is our fortress, and is our deliverer. So in this period, know that you are in a fortress. Know that the hand of the Lord is there to deliver you. And know that God is your rock. And like I said, the rock means confidence. And it also means defense. So I want you to know one thing. That the enemy may roar. The enemy may attempt. But as many attempts as the enemy failed, he will meet with failure each time in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So I want you to begin to trust God that this period you are expecting your own visitation. Don't begin to go into this period playing a defensive game and living with fear that maybe I don't know what's going to happen, or the year is coming to an end, or I'm afraid. I want you to know that by the grace of the Lord, this period shall be your own period of visitation. Amen. And you know one thing, as I was saying, that the Lord is tried. Every time the devil tries to bring fear and try to challenge us on the basis of our faith and confidence in the Lord. Let me share a short testimony with you. On 31st of August, as we were preparing for the 1st of September, and I was meditating, I was asking God, what should be the message I should give for the month of September. And the Lord laid upon my mind to speak about protection and provision. And I was made on the message, and we came here on Monday. And I was going back to Ibadan that same night. I know, lo and behold, we passed through every place. We got to the city of Ibadan. And it was raining cat and dog that day. Everywhere was jam-packed. We were looking for everywhere. I think Dakpo was in the backup van. Tony Olawe was in the backup van. By the time we got to gate, suddenly there was gunshot. And there was commotion. Initially, I thought it was a joke. By the time the next shot was released, and the burst of fire was coming in the sky, then I knew it was for real. Before I knew it, the whole place was deserted. Everybody left us. Then we realized it was between the robbers and police. And they were just in front of us. Every vehicle behind us had left. They left us, and then the gunfire. Before I knew it, I'm sure that we will laugh, and today we will laugh. And today I jump out of the on the back of the van. And they not even remember to close the door. And today was telling that call, go, go, go. They will protect the VC. They will protect you. And the secure, that was the very first time in all my experience on the job that we've had perceived threat. But that was the fact we came face to face with the real threat. And I must say, this security man with me were very professional. The one at the back jumped out of the car, jumped into a gutter, and took cover. The one in front, in the pilot, jumped out of the car and came behind the pilot and took cover. And the one just took cover. My security, my orderly, was confused for a split, but he opened the door and then closed it back. But you know, one thing that actually, Yinka, who used to tell the people that put on your light, that you to tell them that enter, they are not putting on that. He said, put off the light, put off the light, put off the light. Because if you don't put on that, they will begin to. and the thing just came to me. But the message I'm about to deliver tomorrow is about protection and provision. I said, no, the devil is a lie. I was, somehow, I was very calm. I knew all the implications. But at that split moment, you would think of so many things. Because we were just there. Everybody, the whole world was deserted. It was just between us and them. But I just remember, this is a message God has given to deliver. God cannot ask me to prepare this message and I will not die before I deliver the message. So with that, my mind was just, I didn't even fidget, I didn't bother. All the things that were kind of, I was not perturbed. Because I said, look, number one, anytime I am going home, the Lord, I'm going to meet my Lord. That's the first confidence. That anytime, by the grace of the Lord, that I'm going home, I know by his grace I'm going to meet my Lord. So that's the first covenant. Number two, nobody can cut short my destiny. The word of the Lord has been tried. So within me, I was not perturbed. I did not even bother. I was just waiting to see what will happen. At the end, after a while, we had to make a move and then drive dangerously through the war zone. After the gunfire subsided a bit, and about an hour later, that were coming, Daddy, where are you? Are you all right? <laughs> Praise the Lord. What am I saying? Fear not their fears. The word of God has been proven. Turn with me quickly to Psalm 28, verse 7. And I want you to say after me, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped. I want to assure you this period, the Lord will be your strength. I want to assure you this period, the Lord will shield you. He will shield you from evil. He will shield you from death. He will shield you from accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus. And he said, my heart trusted in him. Therefore, I am helped. Let me tell you something. When you put your trust in God, help is guaranteed. Anytime you put your absolute trust in God, help, divine help is guaranteed. And that is why the enemy tries to make sure that he's shaking, he tries to shake your confidence. Because he knows that once your confidence is not shaking, once your trust remains solid, once your faith remains firm, God has no choice but to release divine help. The only thing that makes God to be compared to release divine help is when the confidence in him is as solid as Rock of Gibraltar. And that was what happened to Daniel. When the enemy tried to shake him from every side, and he said, no, that even if my God will not save me, I will not bow down to this image. And they took him, and they made a very hot fire, and they said they should send him with fury of and anger of the enemy into the uttermost part of the fire. God realized that the coming of this guy is solid. The trust is unshaken. Therefore, I have to defend my name. Let me tell you, people may not bother about their names. People might call themselves pastor, reverend, bishop, but may not be able to defend their name. People may call themselves doctors, engineers, lawyers. Their conduct may not be to defend their name. People may call them rulers, governor, president, senators, but what they are doing may not be defending their name. But one thing about God is this: God cannot afford to mess up with his name. God can never, never afford to mess up with his name. So he said, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. My friend, you are about to receive help. My brother, my sister, help is on the way for you now. Release your trust in him. Do not fear their fear. Trust and obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus and to trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. My friend, as we go into the what is seen as the last part of this year, the Ember period, I want you to renew your trust and your confidence in God. Know that no evil shall befall you. Know that God cannot afford to mess up with his name. Know that when you release your trust, he releases help unto you. He releases help unto you. He says something in the book of Isaiah chapter 8 verse 12. As we soon close this exhortation. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 12. The book of Isaiah, he said, say ye not a confederacy. Say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this book shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fears, nor be ye afraid. Now, what is it? What is it saying here? It says, say ye not a confederacy to all them that to whom these people shall say a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. What is it saying? Do not operate with the same spirit of these people. Do not operate with the same mentality. Don't be sucked into their fear. But it is time for you to stand up with the confidence and the boldness of the lion of the tribe of Judah. And know that you are expecting the glory of the latter house. And know that you are expecting a divine release from God. And know that you are waiting for help to be released more than ever before. So, what I'm saying is that this morning is that this period of the Ember Month, you will then dwell in safety. Amen. Bible says it's your shield. No matter how many times you travel, the Lord will keep you. Amen. Bible says it's your buckler. No matter how many arrows of the enemy are flying, the Lord will protect you. Amen. And whatever resolution the kingdom of darkness have made, how many people they are going to kill, how many people they are going to maim, how many people, you are excluded. The power of the Lord will dissolve the resolution of the devil over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, I just want us to read Job 11 verse 18 and then we'll pray. Job chapter 11 verse 18 and then we're going to pray. Okay, let me read it. And thou, Job chapter 11 verse 18, and thou shalt be secure because there is hope. And thou shalt be secure because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee and thou shalt take your rest in safety. My friend, if the enemy is putting the fear in your mind that the time is already far spent in this year, the Lord is saying, dwell in the security of his word, because there is what? There is hope. There are things that are yet to come to pass, yet there is hope. There are things that ought to be done but have not been done, yet there is hope. There are areas where similarly you have been disappointed, yet there is hope. This period, expect a special visitation from the Lord. This period, expect a new help to come from the Lord. This period, I challenge you to make a demand on the throne of grace. Walk with a different spirit and trust that this is a time to tap into a greater anointing for blessing and for help. And trust God that this period you are here for pleasant and wonderful surprise in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand on your feet and let us pray. As we are starting the Ember Month, I want everyone, just the things that we believe are outstanding in your life. Listen to me and please follow instruction. Those issues that are outstanding in your life, I want to give 2 minutes to bring them before God now and say, Lord, I trust you are still able to do it. Therefore, I ask for help. And I receive help in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray now this morning? Look at the matters, the issues of life that are outstanding in your life. Things that you have hoped for. Things that you had expected. Things that you have planned for that are still outstanding. I want to bring it before God this morning and challenge God with confidence in Him. Tell Him, God, I know you cannot mess up with your name. Maske posko poska palinga. Rantali babaska papa. Barakakaska papa sapaliga. Rakakakasa papa. Brakakasa papa papa sapaka. Brakakasa papa sa. Prakasa papa. Rantatakasa paliga. There are certain things that if they don't happen, your life may not be complete this year. I want to tell God this morning. Certain that if they don't happen this year, it will appear as if your life is not complete. I want to challenge God with them this morning and put them before God. Put them before God. Maske poposko poboso polibaba sapaliga. Braka kaka sapapapa. Braka kaka sapaka skapaliga. Rakaska papa, rantali baba skapa, lekoskopos kepoli baba, rakaska pa shendeli baba, rantakusko bosho poli baba, rantatle so proli mama skandalaba, rente kekeke skepo, raandakuska papa, reende kopo, roombosko bosimboli ba, raandakaska ba shandalaba, reende kekeke keskomboli ba, reente kopo skopo simbo, raandakarabaska ba, reende sepo shempoli ba, raansakali ba, reente koskomboli ba, re in the sandalaba alagbara ni baba alagbara ni oma alagbara ni emi mi mama yoshete mi pe alagbara ni baba alagbara ni oma alagbara ni Father, we lift our hands unto the heaven this morning. Nobody can come unto you in genuineness of spirit and go empty-handed. Lord, these are the hands requiring help. These are the hands crying for intervention. These are the hands declaring absolute confidence and trust in you and your ability. God that cannot afford to mess up with his name. I pray this morning, whatever are the issues or the matters that these people know and that you know, that if they do not happen in their life this year, their life will look incomplete. Lord, this morning, what are those matters? Lord, attend to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Every area where these hands have lacked help or have not received enough help, oh Lord of heaven, release your help in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let air come from the north. Amen. Let it come from the south. Amen. Let it come from east. Amen. Let it come from west. Amen. Let it come from unknown sources. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. This period of Ember month, this one will dwell in safety. Every agenda of the enemy, every plan of the ungodly for this month, for the next month, for the rest of this year, shall not be the lot of everyone that is here or watching me online or listening to me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, you are our strength, you are our shield, you are our buckler. Your protective cover shall be over everyone who is part of this service, whether physically or online, or listening to me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I dissolve every resolution of the enemy concerning your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. No part of the resolve of the enemy is that your life should end this year being incomplete. I dissolve that resolution this morning by the anointing of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we send help to you. Amen. The Lord will send help to you. Amen. The Lord will send help to you. Amen. The Lord will send help to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. September, and not only September, the rest, the main part of this year shall be a period of protection and provision. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Things you have lacked before, the Lord will supply. Amen. Things that have been denying you before, the Lord will release unto you. Amen. Favor that you have not received before, the Lord will give unto you. Amen. Honor that has not been part of you before, the Lord will give unto you. Amen. This period shall be your period of celebration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.